When's the last time someone made you an offer you couldn't refuse? Well, here to give you that thrill today are my guests. Jay Duncan with Jay's Picks Presents and the Sunset Film Society, and Marina Ardovino of Ardovino's Desert Crossing. Welcome, two of my favorite people to interview.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's grand that you have teamed up to present something really special tomorrow. Jay, what's the lowdown?
Well, this year marks the 45th anniversary of an American classic film, The Godfather, which was originally released on March 24th, 1972. So it's nearly to the day.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I know. I can't either. I have to look at calendars constantly. Mm-hmm. It can't be right. And so I've been teaming up with Ardovino's Desert Crossing since April 27th, 2014. And we've been having monthly film showings at their wonderful establishment since that time. And so that marks the third anniversary in April, the 45th anniversary of the movie, and the 20th anniversary of Marina and Robert heading the establishment.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's another anniversary thrown in.
Yes.
Wow.
A third anniversary in there.
Yeah, the planets must be aligning. This is big stuff. Well, how are you celebrating this event? What's happening tomorrow?
Well, because of the nature of the film, because of the theme, because of the Italian connection with the wonderful Italian restaurant, it just seemed like a natural. Everything just kind of, like you said, I think the stars were in alignment. And so we thought, originally we were thinking about March, and then we thought, let's give us some more time where we can work this out and even have it on a more grandiose scale. And so that's what's kind of happened. So in addition to the full Italian buffet, the classic film, the commentary, we're urging all the guests to come dressed in appropriate attire from the 40s and 50s, which is when the...
I knew I shouldn't have given away that outfit.
And of course, you know, with four or five of the Godfathers now, of course, this was the first one. So it was set in the 1940s and 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Godfather II went back, you know, with a younger Vito Corleone, played by Robert De Niro. But in this case, 40s and 50s, and I think a lot of people either still have or still wear clothing of that period. You know?
Well, we try not to notice sometimes, but that's why God made thrift stores, you know. Now, Marina, I understand that this is a very special menu we have.
So we, again, had some good brainstorming on figuring out this event because it represented three different anniversaries. And so we referred to the film itself. We went through and listened to, you know, of course, Jay, our expert, gave us the references to the different foods that are mentioned in the Godfather 1.
Preparation a lot of times. Oh, well, you pour the oil in. Then you throw, you throw in
references
the sausage
in
and
the
meatballs.
Right. Yes. Right. Would you go over the menu? I found it fascinating.
Yeah, so it's fun. And it's Italian food. It's
You didn't really just say Italian,
just did
you?
I just did. So the antipasto, again, we put some fun names to it. Antipasto salad di Solozzo, Clemenza's pasta with sausage and meatballs. And that's
I remember
one of the,
that
right?
scene. He was in prison, wasn't he?
Well,
at the
he
time?
Was in the kitchen. The heavyset Richard Castellano was telling Michael, said, someday you may have to cook for 20 guys.
I've got the wrong scene because I know there was a cooking scene when somebody was actually in prison. So I'll have to remember that.
You know, and it's hard because, again, the referrals, there's Godfather 1, there's 2.
So we were trying
to kind of keep it to the first Godfather.
Yes.
But we have Mama Corleone's vegetable lasagna, and then Paulie's up for grabs cannoli. You can't leave out the cannoli.
Oh, I can't. The theme music has been bugging me ever since I started preparing to do this recording today, and what a blast, because you're hitting it from every dimension. You meet typically for the film screenings in the Sunset Hall, is that correct?
Well, generally it's in the gallery.
We've
had special occasions such as this in the hall. We had the first one there, which, again, how the planets lined up. You know, Sunset Film Society originated in Sunset Heights. So our first showing at Ardovino's was in the Sunset Hall. So what should we show? Sunset Boulevard, right?
That was fun.
This stuff, it's like you feel like you're in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
And
Generally, it is in the restaurant itself.
Okay.
It's usually a brunch event at noon on Sunday.
Okay.
It's usually the third Sunday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people come. It's a free event, but they're welcome to sit and have a great brunch while they're enjoying a fun movie. And then, again, getting to find out really neat facts about the movie that they probably never knew.
Anyone who doesn't know about Artovinos Desert Crossing, now, who actually established that location?
Right. So this is another fun tie to The Godfather. It was our great uncle, which we're joking, saying, you know, Godfather Artovino, but our great uncle Frank, my dad's uncle, and he and my grandfather came from Italy when they were very young. They came through Ellis Island, and my great uncle Frank joined the cavalry in New York. So most of my family stayed in New York. He did not. He joined the cavalry, and he came down here to fight Pancho Villa, and he stayed here. He was involved in all kinds of fun things that kept him in the area, and that was gambling and having clubs you could drink at. They weren't. We were in New Mexico on purpose because Texas was dry back when he was establishing these different locations. And so his final location he established was Artovinos. It was had a different name that he opened under, and then he opened it again as Artovinos Roadside Inn. And then we renamed it as Artovinos Desert Crossing.
I remember the very first time I went, I was a young woman not long out of high school and worked in an office in Coronado Towers on Mesa. And this much older bunch of office people said, let's go to Artovinos for lunch. Oh, my God. I felt like I had just crossed over to the other side in more ways than one. It was so exciting that I... Just
and you did.
Yes, I did.
It still has that feel. It feels like... Within 10, 15 minutes, you feel like you've not traveled great distances, but are in a completely different atmosphere.
It's a destination. And people who are unaware of it, oh, my goodness, it's high time. They're really missing out. And everyone who knows of it is in love with that place. It has special memories for people.
Thank you.
It's lovely. So tomorrow, the event begins at 4 p.m. and ends at 7 p.m. And
that might be...
It's
a pretty decent-sized movie.
Yeah, the movie itself is 3 hours.
Yeah, we're going to keep some entertainment in there throughout the movie. We're going to keep it so that people know they can wander around during the movie. They don't have to feel like they're sitting in a chair the entirety of it. They can move around. We'll have a little bit more casual seating as well. People can get up and go to the buffet throughout. We're going to be sharing a lot of neat facts throughout the movie and have a kind of fun surprise.
And I guess there's going to be a contest, too.
That's right. And we're going to give a prize for the best costume. Again, we mentioned gangster attire or Italian funeral attire, whatever, Italian wedding attire.
Lots of stripes and hats. And I'm trying to think of it. Yeah, because I have looked for The Godfather, scoured Netflix and whatnot, and it is not available. You can't see it. What does that mean for a film?
Well, it usually means that they have plans for it. So there may be a re-release because of the tie-in with the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a situation, what they're doing now with Alamo and Cinemark and so forth, through Fathom Events, maybe a special showing somewhere down the line. So we're going to try to kind of jump the gun and maybe beat them all to the punch on that with this.
Yes, yes. Oh, and one more, certainly at least one more cool detail. There will be adult beverages available, including, I love this. You want to say it?
Yeah, no. It's so we have some really great house cocktails that we created, and a couple of them are definitely hat tipping to my great uncle. You know, there's rumor of a cat house being in existence on our property for quite a few years. And then the Desert Dawn, of course, is a nod to my great uncle. So these are two really fun cocktails that we created. And then, of course, there'll be all the old school cocktails available as well.
And they're always well made. Mm-hmm. Just a little aside. Was that my out loud voice?
No,
yes,
it
was.
Certain eras of cocktails, people, you can go to a bar in town and they have no clue.
No, you ask for certain classics and... No, does that come pre-mixed in a can, ma'am? No. So, quick directions to Artovinos Desert Crossing for anyone who is new to the...
Yeah, I think the easiest way, Paisano is generally open.
Taking chances. I think tomorrow will be okay.
Yes, I'm not certain about that. Check your phones. If Paisano will be open, that's a quick shoot from the UTEP area, certainly. Mm-hmm. But generally, you are coming off of I-10, taking the Sunland Park exit down to Donovan, taking a left on Donovan, and then a right on Racetrack Drive. And that will take you straight. You'll cross through McNutt. And then a quarter of a mile on your left, you'll be at Artivino
and
Drive.
You'll see the sign.
There's a little sign on the left. Yes.
Okay. Racetrack, and then just go beyond that.
And, of course, if anybody is unaware that that's where they've been going for the farmers markets, you do have your farmers market still.
Yes. Every Saturday, it's year-round, so we never stop, even some questionable weather. Those vendors, they toughed it out this winter, so we had a really great season throughout the winter. We'll be changing to summer hours. I believe the date is May 20th, and what that means is we'll start a little earlier and end a little earlier because of the heat. So we'll start at 7:30 and end at noon, where right now we start at 9 and end at 1.
Yeah, that hour can make a significant difference. Now, the film screenings that take place on the third Sunday of each month at noon at Artivino's, those are free. And if people want to buy food and drink, that's fine, separate deal. But this is a special occasion, so there is a price involved. And you want to tell us about that and whether we need reservations?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's not much time between today and tomorrow, but we had been asking throughout the week to get reservations so that we know how many to prepare for and how to set up the room. It is $39 plus tax. That will include the buffet and tea with that buffet as well. Mm-hmm. And then again, there are going to be a cash bar so you can have any drinks that you would like available to you. And as mentioned, throughout the day, we have just fun, different things going on with Jay sharing lots of facts. Again, making reservations at this point, please call right away if you're interested. We will be, again, looking out for calls this afternoon.
And that number would be?
It's 575-589-0653, extension 3. And again, if nobody answers that, that is our answering machine. We'll be checking it all day long.
Okay.
And
so
please
just leave
your information.
Now, can people attend and not have the buffet? Or is this a package event?
I mean, they can attend, but we would still ask them to pay because, again, we are trying to do this as a fundraiser for the Film Society.
Yes, and that's what we had not mentioned, is that this is a fundraiser for the Sunset Film Society. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. Tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., more or less, at Artivino's Desert Crossing Sunset Hall. That's in Sunland Park, New Mexico. A special screening, uncut, Academy Award-winning 1972 classic, The Godfather.
We'll also have an intermission, too.
Yes.
The length of the film.
It's a long film. Yes. And there will be a Godfather-inspired buffet, Godfather-inspired cocktails. You can come dressed in your best 1940s and 50s attire. Celebrate also the third anniversary of Jay's Picks and the Society showing their films at Artivino's. And the 20th anniversary of Marina and Roberts taking over there at Artivino's Desert Crossing. My thanks today to Jay Duncan and Marina Artivino. And this is going to be the event of the century. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.